The Howard Theater, a Washington, D.C. landmark, is reborn. The Sound of Music once again fills the historic venue that was built in 1910 as the largest theater in the world for African-American entertainers and audiences. The theater occupied a big part of black history. In the 1930s, Washington-born composer and big band leader Duke Ellington made his mark at the Howard. Black artists like Diana Ross and the Supremes also graced its stage. Grammy Award-winning singer Marvin Gaye was discovered here. Smokey Robinson was a teenager when he first performed at the Howard. He and other black musicians came back to celebrate the theater's revival.
I grew up in this theater, and it was a mainstay. We used to bring the Motown reviews here. We had a great deal of fun in this theater, and I'm very happy that they opened it again.
Broadway actress and singer Leslie Uggams also came to celebrate.
These kind of theaters, you really had to make your mark because the audiences took no prisoners. So you better know your stuff. And plus, for me, what was great about it is that everything I do on Broadway now, and I do 8 shows a week, I learned from playing theaters like this.
For decades, the Howard Theater hosted vaudeville acts, plays, musicals, and local talent shows. It was called Black Broadway. At a time of racial segregation, African Americans could only perform in certain venues. Letha Blunt lived 2 blocks away from the Howard. It was also a social destination for her.
It was a ball. This was the Black Harlem. We used to dance in the street, dance in the show, in the theater.
But during the 1968 race riots, the theater was looted. It reopened in 1975 as a National Historic Landmark, but only for a short time. For the last 30 years, it has sat empty and in total disrepair. 2 years ago, a massive renovation was launched aimed at restoring the theater's glory. Now the interior is state-of-the-art, with contemporary lighting, video screens, and a cabaret feel. At the ribbon cutting, the consensus was the project was a huge success. April and Edward Ellington came to see the theater where their father, Duke, thrilled audiences.
I think they've done a magnificent job. And I know our dad's looking down right now, smiling.
Amen.
Stephen Ben Susan, president of Blue Note Entertainment, said the goal is to make the Howard Theater a D.C. companion of the Blue Note, the famous New York jazz club.
That's something that we're looking forward to doing and promoting new musicians and helping spread the word and making the Howard for the 21st century.
Now that this grand theater has reopened for business, the people who run the Howard Theater say it will continue to be a mecca for African-American entertainers for generations to come. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.